Damas y caballeros, ladies and gentlemen, bienvenidos al show. Where's the camera at? There it is. Life in zero gravity, vida en cero gravedad. Tú sabes las vibras. You know the vibes. By now you're aware of the vibes. It's hard not to start this on a somber note. Rest in peace to Akira Toriyama. I try to say it right. I don't speak Japanese, but I try my best, you know. Rest in peace to a true legend. Probably it's either him or Miyazaki that are the most influential people in the world of anime and manga, honestly. So yeah, I it hit me harder than I expected, you know. I knew that he was getting older, but at the same time I figured he'd be around for a long time because, you know, rich people got access to like the best medical care. But it seemed to happen out of nowhere, and we, you know, the cause of death, we don't know exactly how that happened. Like, they're not releasing that. Apparently he died March 1st, but we're just finding out about it a few days ago. And yeah, I mean, we should respect his privacy and his family's privacy, honestly. And it's just a huge loss, you know. Honestly, he will be missed tremendously. Like, he means so much to so many people. And I'm just going to throw this out there. Like, I've seen the AI tributes. I don't think that, I can't 100% get into his brain, but if you're taking the man's art and running it through AI and like using that as like a style, like any artist that I know is not a big fan of AI. And you doing that, I'm sure you mean well, and like some of you are moved by the images, but it feels really wrong. Honestly, it just feels like that's not a real tribute, you know. It's like that's kind of like taking the man's work. It's like, oh, you died, let's take your work and create something for our own benefit out of it, you know. It's why, like, when people die, even if I feel strongly about them and if they inspired me a lot, I'm always like a little hesitant, like, to post, like, let's say I made, like, when Kobe died, I made a song about Kobe. I was a little hesitant to post, like, I don't want this to feel like I'm exploiting the situation, you know. It's just, I don't know, that's how I feel. I don't like to use anyone, I don't like to make anyone feel exploited or anything like that. I'm not that kind of person. I have a conscience, you know, and I'm not saying, I actually don't believe that the people that did this had that many ill intentions or anything. I just think that it's not a great look. Like, you could do the same exact thing if you actually did the art yourself, you know. And I see people saying like, oh, but AI is great for people without the artistic abilities. Like, honestly, artistic abilities can be developed more than anything else. You can develop your artistic abilities. So practice, learn, take your time on it, and do it yourself. Like, it's not doing it through AI, man. It's a lame excuse. Just give it a try. And if people say negative things about your art, that's on them, man. You know, I got people that hate on my art sometimes. I'm not going to name any names, but yeah. Often, actually, they say, oh, it's like kiddie stuff. And it's like, I draw better than you. So I'm not sure what that's about. But, you know, I draw about as well as anyone I know. Y'all, I just don't dedicate. Y'all are lucky that I don't dedicate my full free time to that, because I'd be killing the game. I still kill the game, like drawing a little bit every couple years. Every time I put some effort into it, man, it goes well. So I don't know, y'all kind of tripping. Like, I go hard with this art thing. But people got to pay the respect. When I put the work in and, like, the efforts in, and it's, like, an immaculate piece, there's nothing you can really say. But anyway, I'm not trying to make this about myself. Rest in peace to Sensei Toriyama, you know. You made me and my friends' childhoods better, and I thank you for that. Like, all the times we imitated Dragon Ball characters, Dragon Ball Z characters. Oh, by the way, I should have said that. I shouldn't assume everybody knows. It's the creator of Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Super. Akira Toriyama, a legend in the game. And you know what? I'm going to show you. I did this piece for Mr. Toriyama. I've been drawing a lot lately. I think that would be good to show y'all. I started doing this before he passed, you know, and it came out of nowhere. I think that'd be good for me to show you some of the stuff I've been working on. This is one thing. See if you can see this. Oh, my guest is almost ready to join us. This is a piece. This is not related to him, really. I'm working up to it, okay? Here's a piece I did recently.
Hi, guys.
Astro!
Hi, guys.
I wanted to show them the stuff I've been working on. Here's another one. I don't know if this is going to be reversed or not, but I'm showing you exclusive art. This stuff isn't out yet, you know.
Yeah, you guys are lucky.
You guys are lucky to see this exclusive art. Can I show them this guy? Can I show them this?
Yeah.
And then this. That's another one. Let's see, what else do I have here? Did any of these other ones? I'm missing one, I think. I don't want to reveal that yet, because that's like the whole point of... Oh, here's another one for you. There y'all go. Another one. This is me and the boys. Oh. Sorry, guys. I wrecked that one a little bit, didn't I? I was making sure it was still going. That was a pretty big fail there. This is me and the boys. This is New Jack, Omai, and me. I kind of look like Jesus and Obi-Wan Kenobi combined. But you get the idea. Something I've been working on. And then, last but not least, maybe this one's the roughest of the pieces. This is, certainly feels like it's the most, even though it's actually in color, I would alter this design. But this is for Sensei Toriyama. And that's something that I just did this real pretty quick today. I'd say it took a couple hours maybe. But yeah, that's for him. And just super inspiring, you know. We all imitated Goku and Vegeta. Everybody I know got into it. My cousins, my friends, like everybody, you know. For some reason, super popular in Mexico and Latin America. More popular. It's been funny to see those memes, people talking about like it being like a true loss for Mexico and Latin America, more than Japan even. So yeah, honestly, all modern anime and manga was inspired by Dragon Ball. There's haters out there. I know some haters. I'm not in the mood to throw people under the bus, but people that I know well who may have even appeared on here, maybe even people that I have talked trash about before, have, you know, minimized Dragon Ball in recent history and acted like, oh, it's so simplistic, it's so overhyped. It's like, not really, you know. I mean, I understand there's more complex stories and stuff like that, but a lot of that stuff was built on the foundation of Dragon Ball. And the original Dragon Ball, this is a hot take. I always thought that the original Dragon Ball was better than Dragon Ball Z, like overall, like story-wise. I know people love Z and it's like more popular, but I always felt like Dragon Ball actually felt, I liked how funny it was. That's why I liked Super. Some people don't like Super as much, but I thought Super was actually better than regular Z. That's controversial too, I know. But I'm not looking at it through the nostalgia lenses, because I felt like there was a lot of filler on Z, honestly. And with Super, they just kind of get down to business. They stand on business, you know, as it were. Stand on business. So yeah, I don't know. People hate. People can hate if they want to, but I feel like Toriyama was very influential. And I'm just thankful for all the time that we got with him, you know. He made a lot of memories for so many generations. It's like the 40th anniversary of Dragon Ball coming up. and he made Dragon Ball Daima. I don't know if that's, it's supposed to still come out. I don't know how much of it they completed before he passed, but it's supposed to come out this year, so that'll be interesting to see. But what a legacy. And it's been crazy. Like, I knew it was a big deal, but my feed has just been full of that on, like, most of these social media apps just the last few days. It's like, it's a pretty seismic shift in everything, with everything going on. And I haven't seen anyone get annoyed, but I've heard of people getting annoyed. And I was like, why are you annoyed? Like, this is a big deal. If any of you like anime at all, manga at all, like, this is a huge deal. You know, I would argue, honestly, I think as great as Miyazaki is thinking about it, it's like, I think Dragon Ball is just so much bigger in that way, you know, it feels like it. I don't feel like a lot of people know the Miyazaki movies. Like, they kind of do. They kind of know Ponyo. They know Spirited Away. But I feel like for the most part, outside of Japan, like, I don't feel like he's maybe as influential. I mean, an equally great creator in his own right, but yeah, I feel like Toriyama actually probably is the most influential figure, you know. So it's a huge loss. 68 years old, not very old, not in these times, you know. But anyway, I could talk about that all day probably, but I don't think it would entertain y'all very much. So let's show you this dog sleeping. What are you doing, dog? What the dog doing? What the dog doing? Now, so longswordstyle.com is now up. I don't know if I'd recommend you visit it because it's very bare bones right now, but it's up. I bought the site. I will hopefully be reimbursed by my partners, hint, hint, for buying the website. Wasn't the cheapest thing in the world, but now I own longswordstyle.com. Even though it's linked to an email that New Jack has the most access to. We're going to have to work something out about that. Because I'm like, why am I the one paying if I don't have the most access to this email? Curious. But yes, longswordstyle.com is up. You'll be able to purchase things on there very soon. The very near future. So yeah, look forward to that. Buy our merch. We deserve it. We deserve it. We deserve to win bigly.
Bye guys, we're ending the stream right now.
We're gonna be selling the Trump shoes on there. No. The January 6s, we're gonna be selling those. People were hating on those and like they don't look good, really. But I've seen way uglier shoes. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, have y'all seen those Crocs that... Hold on.
Yeah, Crocs are uglier. Now, if they make some January 6 Crocs... Man. I almost, like, want to buy them just to piss people off. Because it would be pretty funny. Like, just stomping... Staying on business in my Trumps.
Yeah, like, have y'all seen these?
Staying on corrupt business. You know the vibes.
No, just... Do y'all see this croc right now? Oh, wait, y'all probably can't see it.
Wait, no, I think they can see it. Let's see. Let's see if it shows up.
I don't know if it'll show
up. Actually, yeah, it's pretty... No, there you go.
Okay, have y'all seen these? Like, this...
Are those, like, the Yeezys? Or no?
I don't know what these
they
are.
They look like those, like, weird, like, yeah, I don't like those. Yeah, I'm not like, a fan.
In my opinion, I'm not trying to offend anybody... Those are the ugliest shoes. Okay, I'm sorry. I think
there's so many of those like basketball, those gimmicky basketball shoes that look like worse than the Trumps. I'm not gonna lie. Like, yeah, they're gold. Okay, they got the Merc and flag on them. Have you seen the Trump shoes?
No.
Look them up. See what you think. Look up Trump shoes. Hopefully, your mom doesn't get mad. That's in your search history. No, I don't think she'll care.
Images.
Trump shoes. Yeah, that's them. The gold ones.
$2,000.
But what do you think of them? Like, not price wise, but I mean, like, they're not like.
Sale price? Not... Okay.
That's the Trumps if you've never seen them.
Okay. Compared to other shoes I've seen, that honestly doesn't look like that bad.
It's not that bad. Like, yeah, I wouldn't rock them.
It looks just like a... It looks like a regular shoe, but...
Yeah, it looks like most like of those with ones.
Like, the American flag. Like, it's
got
it's
the
not,
T on them.
It's not...
Never surrender.
It's not never surrender. Wow.
I think you can get them for less than that. I think
there's one for, like, 100. And then they have...
Boots. What about the... Yeah, they got those boots next. You seen those giant boots?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like
you look like a game character.
So you can look like a clown. Like,
you
kind of
look like some type of game character, right? Like, in those?
Yeah, look like Greg
Heffley. I've seen a lot uglier shoes than that. Look up ugliest shoes. Let's just see what comes up. Because I guarantee, watch, it's just the Trump ones.
Wow.
But the Trump ones look, they're pretty mild for all the, like, wild basketball shoes that we've seen over the years. I feel like there's a lot uglier ones. It's the ugliest.
What? Five Nights at Freddy's is not ugly.
Those aren't that bad.
Those don't look that bad.
But yeah, here's some of the results for the ugliest shoes.
Oh, wow,
shoes.
Look. There's Trump right there. These are the real Trump shoes.
Crimes against humanity. Crimes against humanity. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
they made a shoe that,
if you
like,
put anyone's face, that would look bad, though.
Yeah, I don't think that you can make a face.
Those are ugly,
look good,
yeah,
as a shoe.
That's true. Green. Oh, they got the
Crocs made heels.
That totally defeats the Crocs. Are so, the whole point of Crocs is they're supposed to be comfortable.
I know. Why?
I've never. Girls will. They would never say that heels are comfortable. I've never heard a girl say, like, oh, I'm glad I'm wearing these heels. Let me go running in these.
Yeah, let me go on a whole hike.
Those are not that. Those are interesting. Go up. No, go up a little. Those.
These ones?
Yeah. It says these are the ugliest. I mean, they're a little goofy, but they're not that ugly. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Like, I could honestly see that being, like, kind of...
They're probably comfortable.
Ugliest shoes. Why is it going?
I don't even know what's going on with that. The ugliest shoes ever made.
Ew.
I feel like this is...
Oh, my God.
See, that green is, like, in there. This is green right here. That's a common, like, ugly color.
Yeah.
Common L.
I mean, it's literally just a green croc.
That looks pretty bad. Those ones.
Yeah. Why?
Those are just feet.
Did they...
That's kind of creepy. It just looks like feet you can lace on.
No, that looks... That looks like real. Is that...
It's like Hobbit.
Did they like...
It looks like a Hobbit. No, I think they can make stuff that looks realistic. Actually, a lot of times when they make those, the effects, like, for movies and stuff, like, whenever they make it out of, like, plastic, it actually looks, like, realistic more than, like, computer effects. So, I could see that. I could certainly see that.
What? Why is there ballerina shoes on here? Oh, never mind.
Can't believe I dropped this thing that bad earlier. That was pretty funny, though.
I like, only saw this part. I'm like, oh,
those are ugly. I'm a little disappointed because it's like, they are ugly, I suppose. But, you know, it's like,
it's like backwards heels or something.
Those ones are ugly. I think, look, Yeezy Foam Runners.
Oh, they are Yeezys. Okay,
that's what I thought.
Like, y'all see this right here? Like this, like these red shoes.
Those aren't really ugly. They're just kind of dumb.
Yeah, but like, look when I scroll down.
Yeah, it's just a dumb design.
Yeah, ew, there's like snake skin.
Yeah, there's uglier shoes. Yeah, those are just weird
shapes. How are
you
supposed to walk in those?
They're just weird shapes.
That seems really hard to walk. Okay, yeah.
I'm led down by this, honestly.
Yeah, this is not, like, those spaghetti shoes.
These are not that ugly.
These do not look, like, that looks actually kind of cool.
It looks tasty.
Yeah. Maybe that's why it's an ugly shoe. People are just going to... Okay,
that
why?
One's pretty, that's pretty bad. But, I mean, it's like, intentionally bad, I think.
Yeah. Why would you...
I'm let down by this. These shoes are not that ugly. They're just like... Or the ones that are... It's like, okay, well, this is just like someone making something weird on purpose. Like
Rat shoes,
yeah. You got the 6'9"s.
Hey.
The new 6'9"s dropping. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah,
See, if you tune into the video Godcast, you get the benefits. This is a good one for video. Some of them, it's like, you could just listen to the audio. You get pretty much the same experience, other than you won't get to see my pretty face. But yeah, her pretty face. You see this girl right here?
No, you see this guy right here? You're missing out on so much if
look
you're
at
not
us.
Watching
look
the
at,
video.
Look at these twins right here. 2% twins.
Two. They made hairy shoes. They look like skin.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. That does look ugly. But it's like, I meant like just straight up like bad. Those Supreme ones are bad. Those ones that LeBron's holding there. 50K.
Like 50,000.
50K. I'd rather get the Trump shoes for 2K.
Yeah, Trump shoes look better than that.
They actually did. The Trump shoes, I mean, they're not. They look like typical, I could see those at Vans or something. They look like Vans or some Jordans. Range, the high top, like, you know, there's a lot of ugly high tops out there. It's not that, and I don't even think those are ugly. I don't think I would get them because I don't wear like gold like that, but I don't get the problem with them really.
Yeah, it's like the same shoe type.
There's a lot of other shoes, right?
Yeah. And I don't know, people are just like, I think just it's like that they hate Trump, so they just like hate everything that
related to Trump. Yeah, it's crazy everything. That you notice that.
Yeah, because I do, like whenever somebody like doesn't like something, they just immediately like anything that has to do with the person, like it won't even be something that they did, but like anything that is like dedicated to them, like anything that is like about them, they just automatically hate, and they don't even give it a chance.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I can't. I feel like I've did that before, so I don't want to.
Everybody's done that. I've do that. Like honestly, if I hear Drake's voice, I've shut down. I'm like, I don't want to hear this trash.
Sorry, Drake fans. I'm not sorry. That slipped out. I'm sorry.
Not sorry. No, but yeah, I know it's irrational. I know it is. But that's my one thing. Y'all got like 100 of them. Like, you know, I got one.
one.
I guess I'm a little annoyed with Sexy Red. That's another one. But, you know, that's understandable. Yeah. Well, but even then.
I will say this. It also depends on why you hate the person. Like, if it's just because, like they just did something, let's just say that like, well actually I don't know what fellow celebrities be doing.
Fellow celebrities, yeah.
No, wait,
I can't
do you
say.
What doing, Daddy?
I'd be lurking. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. You know, like if it's celebrity, be lurking. Like, you know, I feel like that's not really
what
something
do we
hate
do?
Everything about them for. But people
hate on me.
Like, if they do something that is, like, threatening, if it's, like, something that is just, like, disrespectful, then I feel like it just depends on why, like, what
why
made
they did
you
it?
Hate them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like, if I had to boil the Drake thing down, it's, like, he's the representative. He doesn't write his lyrics, but he's the representative of hip-hop, and I don't like his passive-aggressive, like, oh, I'm going to diss them, but then if they diss me too much, I'm going to whine about it and say that it's wrong somehow. And, like, that whole thing and just, like, the all that type of stuff kind of blends together, and that's why I get annoyed. And then when it's, like, his fans are super, like, his fans will talk trash about me. They've even talked about you. If I say something about Drake, they'll go on my profile and, like, talk about you, which is just, like,
ew.
Super low.
Yeah, that is so, like, L right now. That is L ratio,
it's
L
like,
bozo.
It's a kid.
L-ris.
What are you doing? Like, you're that mad that you're such a groupie. You don't like that. You're so mad that I don't like some artist you like that you want to, like, insult my family, which is just crazy. A kid. Like, leave the kids out of it. I don't insult Drake's kid, you know? I don't do that. I just say that, when I heard My Man, I'm like, oh, is this his new ghostwriter? But that's a joke. I was asking if, like, it sounds like Drake's lyrics sound elementary sometimes. Maybe Adonis wrote them.
Yeah, like,
that's
there's
all?
Nothing. There's nothing wrong with
that's
having
not insulting
your
the kid. Yeah. That's how you make a joke about a kid that's not actually insulting the kid. It's like...
Like, don't F them kids. I mean, no.
Actually, don't say F them kids. Okay. No, I'm saying them. Don't you say that.
Yeah.
Don't you say that.
Don't. No, but actually, like... Like, you can have your own opinion. Because, like, that was... That, like, them not liking your music, that was, like, showing their opinion. So they're getting mad at your, like, what you think. By saying what they think, and then they just think they're being right. Like, it's the same thing. You don't like Drake. Whoever is, like, a fan of Drake apparently doesn't like your music. Like, that's two different opinions.
Yeah, well, and I don't even believe, they don't actually listen. They just, like, they want to, like, find some... They want to be mad. They want to be mad. But yeah. Here's the thing. This is what they say, like, you should give up music. You failed already. You're a failure. You're never going to make it. They say stuff like that, and it's like... You have, like, 3 followers. Like, you're doing it from a private account, a burner account. You're a coward. You're scrolling through comments, arguing with people that don't, like... You're supposedly a grown man. You're arguing with people who don't like another grown man. You're just, like, seeking it out and, like, trying to, like, go off on them and their family because you don't agree with their opinion.
Yeah.
It's like
that, how does that make sense?
That's a mental illness, honestly. Like, there's something wrong with you. You need to reevaluate your life if that applies to you. That's all I'm saying. It's like... Why are you that mad? Why do you care? If I'm so irrelevant, why do you care about my opinion?
I know.
You're, like, contradicting yourself. Mind your business. Well, they're contradicting themselves because it's like they know deep down that, like, I'm a talented artist. So if I say it, it holds more weight. They're like, oh, you paid for your blue check. It doesn't matter if I did or not. Honestly, it's like... You're hiding behind a private profile. Like, yeah, doesn't matter. I can't prove that. If I paid it for it or not. There's no way for me to prove that. How would I prove that? I have a blue check. How do I prove if I paid for it or not? How do I prove it? There's no way to prove it either way, so you could just go on and believe whatever you want. I don't care either way.
Yeah, it's like...
Let's say I paid for it. I'm running a business. It's better... For me, integrity-wise, if they know that they can trust my services because I have a check mark. So, to insult somebody for it is just really goofy because it's like...
Yeah, like, I don't see you with one.
Supposed to benefit. You're supposed to benefit from it. So, my comments get run up to the top because I have a blue check. They catch your eye because you see that blue check. And then you want to get mad about it. It's like, okay. It's like when people pick and choose, they'll be like... Oh, this post you have only got 10 likes, and it's like, yeah, this other one got like 6,000, but you don't point that out.
Yeah, it's so annoying. They're just looking for a problem to start over the silliest thing. It's like...
Oh, because you don't like someone they like.
I know, and it's like...
Just live your life.
Like, who cares? You're wasting your time trying to get people on your side. Like, there's no point. Like, there's no point in, like... I don't know who was saying that. Like, I there's probably multiple people, but
they do that sometimes. They haven't done it in a little while, but anytime they get mad,
yeah,
it's like, oh, you're jealous. I'm really not, because that guy doesn't seem like he's happy. He's always whining. Why would I? He's always whining. Pray if you want to. Yeah, he's always he makes whiny music. I'm not jealous of that.
Sorry, Drake.
No, it's just funny. It's like, a lot of rich people don't seem happy. I'm not jealous of their wealth. Yeah, I'd like a little more money. I don't need that much, but I'm not jealous that they have it. It's more that, you know what it is? It's like, I love the art form of hip-hop so much that when I see people desecrate it like that, it pisses me off because they're taking money from good artists that care about the quality of the music. These people that just push out these crappy projects with like 30 songs and all of them are trash, and maybe there's like a couple hits on there. And it's like, that's not good for music. It makes people not take it seriously. And like, when you hear people like, I remember when he got caught with the ghostwriters, people were like, oh, well, he made it sound better. He got caught with, like, people were writing his lyrics and they made reference tracks for him where all he had to do was copy the way they said the lyrics and the lyrics themselves. Like, the reference track was them rapping over the beat and, like, showing him how to do it. And then he comes and makes his version of that. And it's like, that just kills the integrity of the game. I don't know. I guess I'm just going off about art because, like, how do you feel about AI art?
Like, it's not real. I mean, AI art. Get the camera out of my face.
How do you feel
AI
about
art? Three vowels, two consonants.
Okay, what do you think about AI art? I'm not asking for you to break down the words. You see this girl? This girl is going to be...
AI art. Just think about that. AI art. The whole point of art is not so that robots can create it. No. Guess who created art? Guess.
Me?
Guess who? Oh. Yeah, kidding. What are you? What do you identify as?
My pronouns are USA. I was going to drop that in at some point.
I know. I was actually about to think that when I was like, AI art. Like, it made me
That's what
of
I
that.
Thought of when you were saying that.
What?
Well, I've been thinking of that for a while. I was like, I gotta drop this in at some point. My pronouns are USA. Now, how about that?
My pronouns are USA.
Happy Women's History Month, ladies.
Yeah.
What do you have to say to the ladies for Women's History Month?
Hey, girls. What's up? It's me.
Big
Actually,
jazz.
I'm not a lady yet. I'm
Astro.
A girl.
Yes. I'm sorry, ladies, that the Barbie movie didn't win. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Oh, no.
L.
We're kidding, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's totally kidding, you know? Yeah. Yeah.
Jokey joke.
What are we doing?
I don't even know. Hi, Jazzy. Hoi, Jazzy. How are you?
No.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yes, I'm good.
What are your pronouns?
USA.
My pronouns are gun carrier. My pronouns are loves Jesus. My pronouns are bootlicker. No, I'm just playing.
Bootlicker. Ew.
Yeah, they lick boots.
Why?
I don't know.
Ain't nobody so weird. Trying to lick
this is a joke.
It must, crested, like, Cheeto dust, Nutella finger licking good. KFC.
Finger licking good. Those are some finger licking good boots, officer. Oh, man. I just make myself laugh. But it's...
Get,
it's all improv.
Sometimes I laugh at my own laugh. And I just keep laughing because...
just a never-ending cycle.
No, stop. The concept...
No. It's my show.
Stop!
No, I'm just kidding.
But I'm on it. Okay, no, but the concept of laughing at my own laugh makes me laugh even more. And then I start laughing because of like, why I'm laughing. I just keep thinking about it, and then that just triggers my amygdala to act up in the fashion of happiness.
Wow, bro.
Amygdala? Is that the one that is like the part in your brain that controls your emotions, I'm pretty sure.
Honestly, I don't know. Like, I learned the parts and I forget, but
yeah.
Yeah, you probably learned that more
frontal
recently.
Lobe. Left lobe. Right.
Where's the lobotomy section? The part that you're supposed to, like, tear up? It's, like, here, right? You, like, fix her up.
No.
No, they used to do that to people.
What? Why?
If they were like, if they thought they were crazy or whatever, they'd like twist up the front of their brain. Like,
no.
Yeah. It's weird.
What?
I guess they thought it would work. I think they just made a lot of brain dead people or killed people from that. Sorry, that's like dark, huh?
I think that's my bad. I think that's
Happy Women's History Month.
Happy Women's History Month, y'all.
I just like drop that in there, like it doesn't even. It's just like a terrible like, time to say.
Sometimes I'll. That's what I do. Like sometimes like I'll just be like arguing with like somebody, like or especially my mom. Like I'll be arguing with her, and then I'll just like we'll like just be like screaming at each other. Well, not literally.
Do you really do that? Like you're really mad?
No, but like we're just like arguing. Like I just meant that as like a saying.
No.
Like an exaggeration.
Like I didn't know about that.
A metaphor.
Metaphor.
No, that's not it. Okay. No, but actually I just like randomly say I love you, mommy, and then she's like I love you too, bae, and then we just keep arguing. She usually always wins because she always says this one thing that just like nobody can argue against.
What is it?
Go to your room.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. She would pull something like that. I mean, hey y'all.
Hey y'all. Are you actually arguing or you guys are just playing?
Well, I wouldn't want to call it like we're just trying to say each other's opinions in a more aggressive way.
Like, what do you guys talk about in these instances?
I don't know.
I didn't. What was I gonna say? How did you like watching FNAF the second time?
Nice. I actually like noticed some parts that I didn't even remember before.
Would you notice? Spoiler alert. Well, you should have seen it by now. It's been like what? Yeah. 5 months.
It's been like half a year, bro.
Not exactly five. Didn't it come out? Not quite 5 months, but close.
Yeah, close, bro.
It's a while.
Yeah, but like.
Here, the secrets that you keep when you're talking sleep. Yeah.
You're pausing. Stop.
You don't like it how it bothered your brain. But yeah, was it better the first or second time?
Probably. Well, I mean, the first time I saw it, I was in like a theater, but like quality.
The second
wise,
time you saw it, you were watching my TV. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it's better. I think it's better.
No, you can't beat the theater experience. Huh? I saw it in like a crowded theater. Was yours crowded?
Yeah.
It was like full. It was crazy.
Yeah, like there's so many seats taken. We had to get I almost accidentally picked like the seats right next to the screen because like they like have it positioned like usually like when I think that like the layers in like the top row are like the ones that are going to be like facing like the rows that are furthest away from the screen is like the seats that are going to be like at the top of the little like screen that they show you. But usually the screen is at the top, so I always accidentally end up picking the seats close to the screen. Like do you guys feel me, you know? Like
where do you like to sit? What's your favorite spot?
I like to sit like far away from the screen,
yeah.
Because like you can see like all of it.
Yeah, I usually pick the back row. I don't know why.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, well, twins.
I pick like H and G.
Twins. How many of us have them? Twins.
Probably not a lot. Twins are pretty rare.
Have you seen all of the Kung Fu Panda movies yet?
No.
Really? No. Have you seen any of them?
No.
You've seen them. Have you seen any of them yet?
Yeah. I remember watching the first one.
Did you see the second or third? I know I've seen them all. I saw
part of the second one, but I had to go.
I've been seeing them all. Are you excited to see the new one?
Mm-mm.
You're not excited? You don't want to go tomorrow? Oh, dang. Sorry, folks. I don't know what to say now. What is your favorite movie right now?
Not Hotel Transylvania's Transformania. I hate you guys. I hate it.
Hate yeah, you've talked about that before. You're just like...
I hate it so much. Who was this Brian guy? Bring back Adam Sandler.
Brian... Who is in that one? I don't even know.
It's literally...
Did they change Brian. The character's voice?
Yeah, they got a whole new actor.
Why would they do that?
What happened? You guys had three...
Bring back the Sandman.
No, you guys had three... Oh, wait, he was Adam Sandler?
Mr. Sandman.
No, like the Sandman and like, Spider-Man?
No, different guy. Adam Sandler is on... What movie would you have seen of Adam Sandler's?
There's, like...
He's had a lot, but I don't know which you would have seen.
There's, like, this one... I saw, like, a trailer for it on... Was it Prime Video? I don't know, but...
The space one?
It was like with all of his family, like his daughter.
Oh yeah.
And yeah. I think
a few of his daughters are actually like two daughters or something.
Yeah, there's this one like. I think they were Jewish and, she like kissed a boy under something.
Was it the mistletoe?
No. It was like a. I forgot what they said, but, like, that was in the trailer.
Adam Sandler is Jewish.
Yeah.
I believe. No, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, he is. He made, like, have you seen Eight Crazy Nights?
No.
It's like a cartoon.
They made a cartoon?
Yeah, it's about Hanukkah.
Oh, what's...
Happy Chanukah!
What's that?
That's people pronounce Hanukkah wrong. Smokey Robinson did that. Happy Chanukah, everyone.
Happy. Oh my gosh, that's what we should do instead of Happy New Year.
Happy Chanukah. We're celebrating Chanukah this year.
Chanukah.
We're celebrating Kwanzaa.
No, that's racist.
No, it's not. It's just pronouncing Kwanzaa wrong. That's not racist. Yeah,
that's racist.
Oh my gosh. No.
How dare you, Daddy?
Happy Chanukah. So it's not racist when I say Chanukah?
Well, it's racist when I
say Kwanzaa? Yeah. Kwanzaa just sounds funny. Sounds like a duck, right? Kwanzaa.
I can't do Donald Duck. No, you did it wrong.
Germany!
Hi, Donald Duck. I need to find that video again.
You love those videos. What is your favorite movie right now? Do you have a favorite movie?
No.
Yeah, you do. What's the first thing that came to mind when I asked that?
South Park.
No. Stop lying.
That's actually the first movie that just like popped in my head.
Did you watch that movie? South Park?
No.
I was going to say,
you're way too young for that.
Yeah, at least you know that, yeah. I actually haven't seen that movie because I was a kid when that came out, and like I definitely wasn't allowed to watch that.
L.
Bigger, longer, and uncut.
L. Oh my gosh, I look like a person right now.
What are you most excited for in life right now? What are you most excited for?
The weekend.
The weekend? What do you want to do on the weekend?
To make... Ah! See, it's just hard to think of, like, food when you're already full. It just makes you think that you don't want to ever eat food.
I feel that.
Sorry.
No.
Bro, remember that duet that you did? It's like, stop duetting.
Stop duetting people and pointing at them and just making facial expressions, and then I duetted and was like... What are you least excited for?
In Hotel Transylvania 5.
Oh my gosh. Not Hotel Transylvania.
I hate it so bad.
That doesn't have to do with anything about anything right now.
Yeah, you said one of my least excited
it's just, you know that doesn't fit.
What is, like, well, speaking why, of that, why would you make the Invisible Man look like Albert Einstein? That is so cringy. Why? I hate your whole movie.
Maybe the man figured out a formula.
Like, you made every character so ugly. I hate your animation style. I hate the Emoji Movie. I hate it.
You hate the Emoji Movie? I've actually never seen it.
What? People gave it such bad reviews. I think it's at like 2 stars.
Yeah. It didn't look like it would be good. I mean,
yeah. I used to always watch it though, because I didn't really understand what it's like about. But I don't, like, people, it's from like Sony Pictures, and that's the same thing that they
Sony Pictures. No, Sony stop, Pictures.
Stop. Oh.
Sony Pictures.
That's the one that they used. Stop. No. Okay. Sony Pictures. Sony Ew. Animation. Yep, nice. We're ending this. Yep.
I'm okay. Just kidding.
Sony Pictures or Sony Animations.
Yes. All right. Anyway,
I wasn't done.
Sony Pictures. What are you talking about? Sony Pictures for? What is that? It's not really relevant.
The Emoji Movie and Hotel Transylvania was both made by
Hotel Transylvania.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I guess it's the same thing if it's Transylvania.
Stop.
Oh no! I'm just kidding. Hot take. I love the trans.
Hot take.
We love you, trans. Heart for the trans.
Yeah.
Yay. Heart. We love everyone.
Heart.
We love you all.
Like, what? Oh my gosh, I just realized why the colors of trans flag. Because blue equals boy, and pink equals girl, and the white in the middle is supposed to mean, like, not like a gender, because it's not.
Non-binary?
Yeah.
So they are binary though, usually.
Yeah, but it's like all of the different like colors of the genders in one flag.
Painting with all the colors of saying, the wind.
Yeah, it's saying that you can be like anything, like you can be girl, boy, or you can like not have a gender. Like it's just like all of the different things that you could be in one flag, which is why they call it trans.
Yeah, that makes sense. So how much do you miss Texas on a scale from 1 to 10?
-2.
Wow. I mean, I get it.
Okay, no. Actually, I mean, I was really sad that day. That was just a hard time for me, you know?
Which day?
Like, when I was leaving.
Mm.
But I still think about it, and I was just, like, so sad.
Do you still feel sad about it?
No. Mm. Okay, well, of course, I miss my mom, like, dang.
That's good.
I wish that she would live here, though.
I know, but that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, and then she's probably going to, like, move here when I'm already, like, in college, and there's no point, because I always wanted to live here, and I thought that she would come with me, but I don't think that's happening for a long time.
I guess you never know, especially, like, if she likes her job, yeah, and she does well, you never know. What did you like more, The Boy and the Heron or Across the Spider-Verse?
Oh. Well. That's hard. Next question.
You're not sure?
Yeah, they're both really good, though. I liked both of them, but that's just too hard. The animation was, I mean, like, it's just that, like, everything is hand-drawn on The Boy and the Heron.
Yeah, that's cool, huh?
Yeah, and that takes, like, so much work. Like, I don't know if y'all even realize, like, Imagine drawing every single frame for a 2-hour movie.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that might have even been longer, but it was like around 2 hours.
It was like two.
Oh, what is that?
Hmm.
It's like a fly thing. But, like, just imagine drawing every single frame, like, every single picture, like for 2 whole hours.
Imagine that.
Like, stop.
No, they should imagine.
But, like, that just takes, like, so much hard work.
Yeah, it's cool.
So, huh? they're like neck and neck.
Hmm. Interesting. What was your favorite time you pooped your pants?
Probably when I was a baby.
Was that nice? Like, you felt that warm squishiness?
So gross. This is not real, right? You did not actually write that.
No, I didn't write that. I did ask, what was your favorite time you pooped your pants, though? But I didn't write the thing about the warm squishiness.
What? Did you...
Just, like, soft. It's like playing in the mud, you know?
Stop.
So they call it mud butt. No! When's the last time you had mud butt? Okay, alright.
Just stop. Stop. That is so disgusting.
So now, do you have any more questions for or topics?
Overrated, underrated.
Yeah, we could do that. Oh, you know what? I think I should do sports really quick before.
No.
Bust through it. So, crazy sports. I do. But there's some interesting, fun sports. So, Anthony Joshua, KTFO, Francis Ngannou in the second round. He knocked him the F out. Cold. Starched. We never even seen Ngannou hurt. He got clipped and just dropped, and he was out cold. Like, that was crazy. So, wow. Anthony Joshua now pound for pound number one in MMA. Yeah. The Lakers are reeling off some big wins, beating some of the best teams in the league, you know, wrecking everyone, stepping it up. 9th place. Oh, well. Shohei Ohtani's getting a mural in Little Tokyo. I think they should put... Hey, what's the L for? For Lakers? Yeah, you're right. So, yeah, Lakers. Shohei Ohtani mural's going up in Little Tokyo. I think they should have a Toriyama one, though. And sports still suck. That's what I have to say. Bring back meritocracy.
Bring it back.
Bring it back. You know what meritocracy is?
No.
It's like when you win, like, it's where the people who are the best at certain things ascend to the top. Like, it's about, like, whoever is the best, most qualified and all that. Like, yeah, basically. Oh. Like, the best players win, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, like, not, like the whole team.
They don't cheat, you know. That's what meritocracy is about. So, yeah, that's it for the Lakers. Sports.
Like.
You want to play over under? We could reel off a couple of them. What do you have for me?
Let's do skin colors. I'm just kidding.
No, let's not do that. Let's not get canceled.
I'm kidding.
Is pooping your pants overrated or underrated?
Overrated. Why?
I don't know. Everybody says it's bad though, so.
So. Okay, well, play devil's crapper here. Oh my, that's so disgusting. that is sickening. That is so horrific that my brain can just not compute with the putrid feeling. The horrid.
Horrid.
Stop. Like, I'm about to smack you with a dead mosquito.
I'm about to smack you.
Stop.
Stand on it.
Stop it. You're so rude.
What? I didn't do anything.
I'm not talking to you anymore.
Was John Cena part of a humiliation ritual for the Illuminati? Maybe he thought no one could see him, and that's why he was naked.
He's naked? Ew. Yeah.
that makes sense. He was like, you couldn't see me. I didn't see it, but maybe that's what it was. No one really saw, I guess, if you think about it. If we can't see John Cena.
Yeah.
We don't know for sure he exists.
You can't see me.
You can't see me. But yeah, I don't know. It's possible. I won't rule it out. I, for one, will not rule it out. No, I'm just playing. Just a wild conspiracy theory. Yeah. But these things happen. Oh, yeah. Over, under. Did you have anything you wanted to rate?
Yeah.
What's that?
Driving. Overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Dang, that's actually tough. I would say properly rated, I guess, because, like, I wanted to say overrated, but then I think so many people have a negative attitude about it that it probably is a little underrated, so I think it balances out, you know?
Yeah.
I would say. It has been trash lately. Because, like, just because something's bad doesn't mean it's overrated. Like, yeah, it sucks lately, but a lot of people feel that same way, so I guess that would be properly rated.
Yeah, because, like, it just gets so much hate that you, like, that it's almost like, that's, like, all people see for it. And you, like, it's, like, all the other things about it that people just, like, don't care about. So, it's almost like it's underrated. But because, then again, like, so many people hate it, you have to put it at properly rated.
Mm-hmm. What about school?
Overrated. I mean, well, that slipped out.
It's okay. Okay. I think most kids would say that.
Like, thinking realistically, like, school is great for you. You learn new things that help you get into a good college and help you get a good job to be, like, good, like, successful in life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that it's properly rated because it's like the same thing. Like, so many people always talk bad about it. Like, they like make jokes about how bad it is, but like if you really think about it, like we're so lucky to get to go to school and to get to have like education.
Mm-hmm.
Like, coming from a kid, I am like, I'm probably, like, to that age where, like, people, they just don't want to go to school at all.
Yeah, but you're still like, no, it's not, it's still good, you know?
Yeah, because, like, if you think about it, like, listening and paying attention in class can, like, even if it's, like, the smallest thing, like, it can still help you, like, it can make such a big difference. So I think that school is properly rated because it's like the same thing with the driving. Everybody's always talking so much, like, hate about it that they don't notice the good in it.
Speak on it.
Yeah, they don't notice like how it helps you. Like,
speak on it.
Still overrated though. I'm kidding.
Speak on it.
Yay. Imagine I end it right now.
No. It's almost over.
No.
Yeah.
No.
There's
no.
Some question I have for you for over under.
What?
I'm not sure.
Tapping your head.
Banging on my head. I need to think of an idea.
Oh my gosh, you have to do it before 59 seconds.
Wait, oh wow, it's coming minutes. Up. I don't really have anything for over under. Is there anything you wanted to say?
Hurry!
No, I don't even know.
You have to do it under 59 seconds. It's 59.
I don't have any.
Hurry!
It's okay.
You actually just lit, like, there's like FBI coming to your house right now.
Oh no. Is there anything you want to say to the people before we get out of here?
Love y'all, women. I mean, wait.
We love you.
Hold up.
We love you.
Happy women's. Happy women's.
Oh, peanut butter. Is peanut butter overrated or underrated?
Oh. Underrated.
All right. And there you have it, folks. We love you. We'll be back next week.
We don't love you. We're just saying that to be nice.
Well, maybe we do.
We could learn to love you. That's actually what that person said on stream. Can you believe that?
Trash.
I know, that's so rude. I would never say rude. That.
Yeah.
Like, I love y'all.
We love you. Thank you, everyone. And we will... You want to end it? You can end it. Hold on, give it a second, I would say.
One.
All right. Peace. Peace, ladies and gentlemen. You've never ended it, huh? You can end it. You want to end it?
No.
All right.
I'll end it. No.
It's time.